Greetings, you beautiful humans. This is Glenn Klein. Our special guest today is the president of Leo Strategies, Mr. Tom Bobrowski. Please welcome Tom Bobrowski. Tom!
Glenn!
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I appreciate you having me on today.
We are privileged ourselves to have Tom Bobrowski, who is the president of Leo Strategies Professional Instruction Services in beautiful Brandon, Florida. What is a professional instructional service, Tom?
Well, the entire time I was a police officer, I loved teaching. It was my passion. And when I retired from law enforcement, I decided to continue with the teaching aspect of my career. The professional instructional services basically means that I provide specialized classes such as drug impairment recognition classes, security guard licensing courses, and concealed firearms classes to the general public, in a nutshell.
And of course, you are also a private investigator.
That's correct. I'm probably not the first retired police officer to decide to become a private investigator, but I figured, why break the mold? I had a great career. I wanted to continue doing something I loved, and sitting in a car watching people do things they shouldn't do is obviously part of that that love.
You were a police officer for how long?
It was a little over 25 years. I started in September of 1985. So if we do the math, I'm older than most people in the Brandon area.
I don't know if that is true. However, a quarter century in law enforcement is significant. What were some of the most dramatic moments that you experienced personally as a law enforcement officer?
Well, you know, unfortunately, you get to see the best and worst of people. The traffic crashes, the horrific traffic crashes that I had the unfortunate circumstances to be involved in, not necessarily taking part in the crash, but the aftermath. I was involved in a shootout back in 2004, which was probably the most pivotal point in my life as far as my family and my career choices. It kind of runs the gamut. I had my opportunity to work in narcotics and specialized units. I've done everything from warrant services to foot patrol. Bottom line, the 25 years was like a blink of an eye. It was a blast.
What was the most rewarding aspect of being a police officer?
Well, like I said, you know, you see people on their best days and their worst days. Unfortunately, it was more worst days than best. Feeling like you made a difference in somebody's life is always good to go home, and explain to your family how you did something really good that may have been life changing for someone. I'm an old school guy. My grandfather, my father, all police officers, and, you know, I really did join the force to try to do something good. It's not always that case, any longer. We have people that get into the career just for money. Which is, I think, a bad situation all the way around.
Well, there's so many people, obviously, who have never experienced being in law enforcement or being part of a military perspective, if you will, have not physically put their life on the line. What is the common denominator of the type of personality, Tom, that goes into that kind of profession?
It used to be type A personality only, and when you took those wonderful Minnesota multiphasic personality index tests, the MMPI as they call it, that was specifically to identify people that had personality traits that would be conducive to being a heartbreaker and a life taker, so to speak. You know, it used to be in states like Connecticut that if you weren't 6 foot tall, you couldn't be a trooper.
Right.
And they definitely look for the aggressive, the large, intimidating people, which I'm telling you, it is a plus to have some of that on your side, but it's not always the answer, as we're finding out. Usually, when you hear about a cop that's gone bad, it's because of not doing a deep enough background check, or it shows the flaws in these psychological examinations. You know, the bottom line, the character traits they look for is somebody that's willing to put their life on the line and able to do it.
We're talking with Tom Bobrowski of Leo Strategies. He's a private investigator. He provides professional instructional services. This is Glenn Klein Online. Tom, what is a reason that somebody would come to you for a private investigation?
We run the gamut. I like to say we provide all aspects of investigational services. Somebody's going through a divorce and maybe their ex or soon to be ex-spouse is doing something that their attorney thinks needs to be documented. They can contact my company. Child custody cases, when a spouse is trying to say that they need child support or they have no source of income, I can go out and I can verify whether or not that's true by doing some surveillance. GPS tracking, if you have a concern about somebody going somewhere where they shouldn't be going, a GPS unit in the vehicle can easily answer that question. It covers so many different areas of your life that I get calls all the time that really my services aren't needed whatsoever.
And like what?
Well, I had a young lady come into my office last week that was concerned that her soon-to-be ex-husband was basically working when he claimed not to be working. He's way behind on child support, and then she gave me the tip that he was driving on a suspended license. So easily I told her, you know, just contact the local police department and have him, you know, stopped once he leaves the residence. Be pretty quick to determine what his source of income is because the sheriff's office is asking that question when they're booked into jail. Instead of telling this lady I'm going to charge her $50 an hour to follow her husband around, I basically told her just give an anonymous tip to the police department. Have your husband arrested. And, you know, unfortunately it doesn't, if he's not paying, it's not going to really matter if he sits a day or two in jail. But being able to get that employment information is sometimes easier done that way than having me spend 5-6 hours following the guy around.
So not only are you a honest former cop, you're an honest private investigator as well.
I like to sleep at night, Glenn. I tell you, it's, as you get older, you know, getting through the night and getting a full night's sleep is sometimes, it's difficult at best, but I like to do the right thing. I'm pretty well known in the county, so I like to maintain my reputation. I don't want to have anybody looking at me saying, hey, there's that dirtbag PI that took my money and really didn't need to. I like to live and work in an area that people respect me. So
this is Glenn Klein Online. Tom Bobrowski is our special guest of Leo Strategies. So obviously people come to you in crisis, people come to you in negative situations, which you've articulated. What are some of the positive reasons, if you will, that somebody would come to you?
I can't really think of a lot of positive reasons why someone would hire a private investigator, to be honest with you. Usually it's workers' compensation issues, like I said, spousal support or domestic issues. I don't have a problem with giving people advice, but on the instructional side, I do have a lot of knowledge when it comes to drug impairment. I have taught for many years on the issue of drug and alcohol use, and I think that for parents to educate their children as early as possible is so important. I can give them a lot of insight. You know, hey, Junior, you can tell if Junior's smoking weed because, or you can tell if, you know, someone's using prescription drugs because, so that when someone comes to pick up your daughter for their first date, you don't have to worry about them being impaired when they're behind the wheel. It's good stuff.
That's awesome. And, of course, Leo Strategies also offers classes that are required to obtain Class D and G security licenses, as well as the concealed firearms license in Florida. Your primary goal, Tom, is to meet satisfaction and ultimately the safety of our community. I assume, based on your expertise, that you do believe in the right to bear arms.
I am not, and I'm going to say it again, I am not the Second Amendment guy that likes to go and complain about all of his government officials. Bottom line, I think in this day and age, if you don't have a gun, you're opening yourself to a lot of possibilities, bad possibilities. And I'm not saying that everybody should have a gun because there are definitely some people that should not carry a gun or have access to a vehicle or even have a pencil nearby. I'm not saying that, that's good stuff. But you can do a lot of damage with a pencil, by the way.
Right on.
But I do believe that if you have an opportunity to educate yourself one way or another, I think you need to take it because, you know, number one crime or the newest trend in, at least in Hillsborough County is home invasion robbery. So if you don't have something to protect yourself or your family readily available when you're sitting in your living room watching television, you're opening yourself and your family to a lot of bad things. So educate yourself one way or another. That's all I'm asking.
Educate yourself, protect your family. So from a practical standpoint, people call you and they take the classes. How does this work?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I normally would post, class dates on my website. The DNG security license courses, I really do need to have a full class, to get that class going because, I offer the classes so cheap that, basically if I don't have a full course, I'm not going to get anywhere. But, you know, they can call me, they can go on the website and check for the classes on the online training calendar. They can basically just, ask around. Some of the classes that I offer on there, I'm the only one in the county that offers them. So, depending on what your needs are, you can always call me and we can discuss it. If I can't help you, I'm definitely going to send you to somebody that can.
There's a growing trend among women, to be well-armed and protect themselves as well.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, they have a reason to do that because, you know, again, I'm going to quote a statistic here. 1 in 4 women in Hillsborough County is going to be the victim of violent crime. 1 in 4. You know, that's a good motivator to make sure that you're at least giving yourself some options and you know, let's break the mold. Let's get away from the typical, you know, I'm a woman, I should be weak, kind of a situation. You know, we all know that women are very strong and some of the stereotypes that we used to have are long gone. You know, they got to keep moving in that direction because, unfortunately there are still a lot of people out there that like to prey on women just because of the fact that they are women. So, you know, they need to keep doing what they're doing, keep stepping up to the plate, and I can help them get there.
It's Tom Bobrowski. He is our special guest on Glenn Klein Online. Obviously, Tom, there's a lot of private investigators and investigative services out there. What makes you stand out?
I care. You know, it's a pretty cheesy answer, but it's the truth. I think anybody that knows me will tell you that I will do a lot of things that other people won't do just because I care about their safety, about them personally. You know, I don't want to see anybody get hurt. I don't want to see anybody get taken advantage of. So even if I don't have, like I said earlier, if I don't have the answer for the person, I'll definitely send them to the right place. And I think that's a little different. You know, I'll give you an example. I offer the concealed firearms classes. Military veterans, people that have had any kind of a hunter safety course, are not required to take the firearm safety class to get their concealed firearms permit. In other words, from me. So I tell people all the time, you know, keep your money in your pocket. All you have to do is show a DD Form 214 or show that hunter safety certificate, and they're surprised because, you know, there's a lot of people out there that would just take their money and not even mention it. You know, I like to do the right thing.
You talked earlier about size, the physical size of somebody being an important element of being a successful law enforcement officer. How big are you?
I'm a petite 6'4", 260 on a good day.
You look like you could play a middle linebacker for the Bucs, for sure.
Well, I can tell you, I am probably one of the most uncoordinated guys that you'll ever meet. I literally ran myself over with a car once, so you know, unless I'm like the water boy sitting on the sidelines, you know, I don't think it would work too well. But you know, my size served me very well when I was a cop. Bottom line, if I get my hands on you, it's pretty much over at that point.
Tom Bobrowski, a big man with a big heart. You can reach Tom at Leo Strategies on the web at leo-strategies.com. The phone number in Brandon, Florida is 813-758-8763. Of course, so we link directly here on our website to Leo Strategies. Where'd Leo come from?
The abbreviation for law enforcement officer. I still wanted to have that connection. You know, after, like you said, a quarter century of my life was devoted to it, and it, you know, the Leo the Lion is always a strong figure, and I figured, you know, hey, why not go with it?
When you're thinking of private investigation services and professional instructional services, think Leo Strategies. That's Leo, L-E-O-Strategies. com. One more time, 813-758-8763. Tom, good luck to you. Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Glenn. And again, thank you for having me in tonight. It's been a great time.
Want to thank you for listening. Want to thank Sean O'Halloran for engineering and producing. Until next time, this is Glenn Klein Online saying, Shalom, everybody.